Believers breathe a sigh of relief as Israel and Lebanon work toward holding a ceasefire. Christians work toward creating vision through business concepts in Cameroon. And Living Water International gets recognized for ministry in El Salvador. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A fragile Lebanon ceasefire has taken hold, with many already questioning stability in its first 48 hours. Christian Satellite Ministry Sat7's Naji Daoud says that their staff adopted a wait-and-see attitude, but is quietly optimistic.
We really need this ceasefire to sustain. That's mainly what we are really praying for now. We want people to pray for the hundreds of thousands of people who are trying to go back to their homes. Tens of thousands of them don't even have homes to return to.
Daoud says their staff remain on duty throughout the worst of the crisis in order to tell the story from a ministry perspective.
We have been able to show the Arab world what's really happening from within Lebanon. We're not a political station. We don't talk politics on our station. We only show the humanitarian side or effect of what's happening in the country. So we believe that Sat7 is supporting the Christian community.
Next, major cities in India are under increased security alerts today as the country celebrates its Independence Day. Intelligence reports warn of possible attacks by Islamic militants and other insurgents. This in the shadow of last month's train bombings in Mumbai and last week's foiled airplane attacks in England. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India works with the church in India. For security reasons, we're calling our Mission India source, John.
Christians in India themselves live with the reality of terrorism, even in their own homes, churches, and villages. It exists as a continuing threat against the church.
God is at work in India, says John, much like what happened in the early church.
We continue to see people respond in significant ways to the gospel in spite of the reality of persecution or terrorism. And we're just grateful for the way God works in spite of the problems that are faced by the church in India today.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Compared to other African countries, Cameroon enjoys relative political and social stability. That makes it the perfect place from which to launch growth initiatives. Global Advance's David Shibley was recently there for a marketplace missions conference to help the indigenous church become self-supporting. The goal?
Cameroon has one of the most vigorous church planting initiatives of which I am aware in West Africa. Not only that, but there are missionaries going from Cameroon to other parts of Francophone Africa and even beyond.
Creating a strong indigenous church can only happen, Shibley says, when you combine business skills with biblical concepts. Those ingredients make it possible for Christians in the marketplace to flourish.
This network of Christian business persons who have been trained at our Marketplace Mission Conference are now helping to fund that church planting initiative throughout Cameroon and beyond.
Meanwhile, El Salvador's Crete Foundation awarded its top prize to Living Water International, beating 100 nonprofit groups to the $100,000 grant. The prestigious competition, dubbed Helping Those Who Help, was a showcase of purpose and humanitarian aid. But for LWI's El Salvador office, it was 10 happy Christians who prayed for the families it would benefit, thanked God for the chance to serve in His name, and prayed they would be good stewards of the project's future. And 12,000 Bibles and Christian books are urgently needed, and you can help. Christian Resources International and WTGN radio station in Lima, Ohio, have already collected 2,000 books to send to Christians in other countries. It's a great crate project to fill and send a crate with Bibles and Christian materials to help equip pastors, seminarians, and missionaries in need of tools to help them minister more effectively. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. While you're hearing MNN on the radio, you may not be able to listen every day. You can now take MNN with you anywhere. We're podcasting. Search for Mission Network News at iTunes or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.